Well, it's not only the good horses returning in the world of gallops. What about tonight's meeting at Sandown? We've been speaking week after week about the quality of greyhounds during this COVID period, where the good dogs are taking on each other week in, week out, and tonight is no exception. We don't have the money man, Mick Floyd. He must be on leave again. We've got Jason Adams, who is filling the breach and going to fill our pockets as well. How are you, Jase?
I'm well, thanks, Michael, and really pumped for tonight. As you mentioned, it's another quality card of racing, highlighted by the Victorian Sprint Final, race number 10, of course. This is a major night across the sport, with state sprint finals to be ran in every state across the country. There's extensive coverage on Sky Racing 2 from 6 o'clock, but of course, definitely in our opinion, the Victorian Sprint Final is the highlight throughout the whole night. It's an absolutely cracking race.
Oh, it's good to see that extended coverage now on Sky 2, which is no charge, no extra charge for all the listeners, so you can tune in tonight and watch the great coverage. And the Victorian Sprint Final is an absolute cracker. Simon Toll Helen from Box 8, $2.15. Shimmer Shine from Box 4 is around about $2.80. Now, they had a bit of a bumping duel last start. They got overrun by, was it Mapunga Daniel, who's $26 again in the final. What are your thoughts tonight?
Well, I'm finding it pretty difficult to take on Simon Toll Helen, and just hearing from different thoughts throughout the week from different people about Box 8 and whether that's going to suit him or not. A lot of people say, yeah, absolutely, and he wins from the draw. Some say the total opposite and say he's just not going to be able to get across, especially with the one like Indigo Turbo on his inside, who, look, she's unlikely to win the race, but the thing is, she's got good speed and she wants to hold it in middle line of the track. So that sort of opens up the question mark for Simon Toll Helen. But in my opinion, he's got 6 kilos on her. We know in his past few starts, he gets down to the rail and does not hesitate in whatever's around him to find himself in a position that he wants to be in. So I think he's going to be an absolute force early on. Of course, the main danger would have to be Shimmer Shine. He's proven to be one of the fastest greyhounds in the country. It's just all about standing up consistently in a big race like this. And you mentioned the likes of Mapunga Daniel, who did win at a massive prize last week, where he did upset Shimmer Shine and Simon Toll Helen in that heat. And yes, he's at another big price again, which could look a bit strange to some people, but it's just probably his consistency performing at his very best, especially in a field that's this deep in quality. So it's an absolute cracker, of course. It is the Victorian Sprint Final, and typically the winner would go on to represent the Big V at the National Final, but given the environment that we find ourselves in 2020, that won't be happening. So all the state finals still to be run, and as you mentioned, Michael, Sky Racing 2 tonight. The coverage kicks off from 6 p.m. with the Victorian Sprint Final to get it all rolling, and of course from there we roll on to all the other states where there's experts in every state to go through each of those races. So a ripping night of racing, not only here at Sandown, but for the sport Australia-wide.
Yeah, it's going to be absolutely brilliant. All right, I'm going to put you on the spot. You need to have a crack. Who are you with?
Simon Toll Helen, I'm with him. I just think he's an absolute bull because he's got that acceleration that we know it's unmatched almost against any other greyhound that we've seen in history. When you can find clear air from that 50-metre mark to the next probably 150, no one can match him. So it's just about him getting away cleanly, accelerating from box number 8, and I think if he gets clear room, he's going to be the one to beat. He's labelled Australia's best sprinter, and I think tonight we'll see why.
Oh, it's going to be a cracker. Hey, the RSN Racing and Sport Race 6 is going to be an absolute cracker as well. We've got Tigalong Tonk, who's $2.25, taking on Black Opium, $2.70, and Who Told Stevie at $3. Who have you got on top?
Well, it's a race that probably doesn't get the respect that it deserves, given with a state sprint final on the card. But, look, I've gone with Who Told Stevie, number 4, who, of course, is the little brother to Simon Toll Helen. And I really think this is his opportunity to bounce back to the winners list on the Metropolitan team. But, of course, great field. Black Opium from box 1. And, look, interesting fact about Black Opium. She's won 4 of 10 from box number 1, though it still is the draw that's brought her undone the most. That's going to be the question mark I've got over her. And Tigalong Tonk out in box 7, he's going to get room to balance up. We know he just doesn't run a bad race, so he'll be in the thick of it. But I've gone with Who Told Stevie. I think with that vacant box on his outside, he should get every chance to move, and when he's clear, we know what he can do.
And important to note for all greyhound fans as well, that because of the lockdown COVID restrictions, and we've got the curfew of 8 o'clock tonight, tonight's meeting is the first of the traditional night meetings that have been moved to the twilight start time because of those COVID lockdown and those early times that we need to get the races completed by. So what time does it all kick off tonight?
So today, the first race here at Sandown's at 2:57 in the afternoon, the last at 6:54. So very unique and certainly doesn't feel normal for a Metro meeting to be getting underway in daylight and still halfway through the meeting it'll be daylight. But that's obviously the situation that we're presented with. And same at the Meadows this Saturday night. So they moved from a traditional night meeting into the twilight time slot just to sort of get within the boundaries of those curfews of people travelling to and from the track. So it's going to be unique, but again, no one's complaining. As we all know, we're very fortunate to be racing and doing all the right things to allow us to do that.
Looking back on last week's results, we had the Warragul St Ledger won by Catch the Thief.
We did. He was awesome on Saturday night. He defeated a good one in Webleck Jets. And, of course, he's trained by Matt Clark, who was the former track manager at the Sales Turf Club. And speaking with Matt not long after the win, although he did win a Group 1 in Sydney a couple of weeks ago with Playlist, he said that the Group 3 St Ledger at Warragul on Saturday night was the one that meant the most, because it's a track that he's grown up. He's got a lot of childhood memories around there. So for him, although he's got a Group 1 under his belt, this one was the one that meant the most. So an emotional night for Matty last Saturday.
And off the back of that, we're going to see him at, is it Cranbourne, in the Cranbourne Classic Heats on Friday night?
Spot on, yeah. So he steps back out in that Cranbourne Classic Heats. And look, I think he's the headline act in terms of them. We only see two heats, which was a little bit surprising to me, because they advanced to a Group 3 final next week that's worth $25,000 to the winner. So not the sky-high amounts that we're used to at a Group 1 level, but still a really good check. And to only get two heats is certainly something that surprises me. So the top four from each of those this Friday night will go through. As mentioned, Catch the Thief, he will step out in heat number one and take on the likes of Fire Legend, who's done some pretty good things in the city recently, and also Arizona Rise, who's got a massive motor. And then heat two, we see Run Like Jess, who's a specialist at Cranbourne. He's done some good work there, and also Playlist, who, as mentioned, he was that Group 1 winner in Sydney not too long ago for Matt Clark. So Matty goes into those two heats, which probably the two favourites in each of them, with Catch the Thief and also Playlist.
Superstars everywhere, because we get to see Houdini Boy back in action at the Meadows on Saturday as well.
We do, and look, he's quickly developing a really big profile, because he's one of those types that gets back in the field, but he's probably got the biggest motor in Australia. So he steps out at the Meadows on Saturday night in race number five, and throughout this card, there's so many highlights. We see Hardstyle Rico in race number 10. Now, he steps up in distance for the first time, which is going to be very exciting. And then we've got a free-for-all in race number 8, where we see some more stars lining up there. You Tell Me, he's been doing some good work. She returned back to the winner's list last start and meets some smart types in Zambora Smokey, Jack Spales, Spearhead. So the list goes on. And probably one of the more interesting races on that card, Michael, race 5, we see Houdini Boy, as mentioned. He meets the big boy in Tornado Tears, who, of course, is at the tail end of his career, but a lot of people have certainly demanded or given him a lot of respect for his runs recently. Although he's sort of getting towards the twilight of his career, he's still performing quite well. So another great night of racing at the Meadows coming up this Saturday.
Yeah, absolutely. Leave us with your best for the next couple of days, Jason.
Best bet, I think tonight at Sandown, race 11, number 7, Busy Time. He hasn't been here for a little bit, so he's had a few weeks off. He's got a couple of good runs at Warragul under his belt, and I think he's ready to strike tonight. So race 11, number 7.
Race 11, number 7. Good on you, Jason. Enjoy it.
Cheers, Michael.